tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Schedule and details at WPFWFM.org, where you can also contribute anytime. WPFW, preserving the culture, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Talk to y'all.
Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Mike on the boards?
That would be I, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey,
that would be I. And to all you listeners out there, welcome to the Community Watching Comment Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And Mike is on the boards. And most importantly, you, the listener, this is your opportunity to talk about the issues of the day. And there are many.
Mm-hmm.
There are many. Before I start, I want to acknowledge a homegoing ceremony that took place on Tuesday. I'm a dear friend, Nikenji Touré, a.k.a. Anita Strauss. And it was good to see so many of her colleagues and friends and family there. And that sister will be missed, and she's an important part of PFW. And, you know, that's, I want to start my show with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
May rest well, my sister, please rest well. All right. Now, this morning, we're going to open topic because there are quite a few stories out there that we'd like to hear your thoughts about. And, you know, so we're going to open our phone lines as we do every Friday for your comments. This week, no particular topic, just stories that have caught your attention and that you would like to comment on. I will say this, there are some stories out there that are very, very important, you know, and emerging as we speak. One is the suit by D.C. Of the federal government over the occupation. That's in the works. Mayor Bowser didn't quite endorse that move, but that's another story. And so, You know, that's one of the things that's cropping up, you know, and that the fact that these troops may be here till December. Chip, you know, what was that? In for a penny, in for a pound?
That's it. I don't know what to think about this. You know, it's a blatant
violation,
and it's also blatant racism. I mean, if you look at the top 10 listings of violent crime cities, DC isn't even in there. You know what's in there? A lot of these cities that are Republican-run cities. So there's a method to his madness. It's all about us against them, and he will do whatever he can. And even after we found with LA, the court says he didn't even have a right to do that. So it's not even that he will do whatever he can. He will do even stuff he's not supposed to be able to do to hurt those people he feel are not with him.
Not with him. You know, he was talking about doing the same type of takeover in New Orleans. Not because there's a crime problem, you know, but because there's a Republican governor there that would be supportive, you know. So, you know, and like I said, there are other cities on his target list.
Chicago, you know, New York. I mean, he's primarily targeting Democratic, big D Democrat cities. This is where he wants to go.
All right, 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for Community Watch and Comment. That's 202-588-0893. Before we start, I also want to thank all of you folks that made contributions during our recent pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all. We really appreciate it, okay? Keeps us, keeps the legs kicking. Keeps the legs kicking.
Keeps the heart beating.
I tell you. All right, so once again, this morning was open topic. You know, there's been an interesting response by the Justice Department to the killing and of the kids in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They want to find some way of they want to create a transgender gun ban. Okay. I mean, really, when I think about all the carnage that we've witnessed, you know, in our schools, and that's
right. Yeah, you mean all the carnage done by not trans people,
right?
That's where you want to go. You know, it's like.
I mean, well, so anyhow, stay tuned for that one, okay? Mm-hmm. Vaccines are in short supply in the DMV, COVID vaccines in particular. It's not so much a shortage, but it's regulatory uncertainty that's creating this unavailability. You know, doctors don't know what to do, you know, and
yeah, I mean,
CDC.
I guess I was a little heartened by the way even Republican congressmen were grilling RFK Jr. About his vaccination stance and plan, you know, that they pull back the curtain and you could see that it's nonsense. This guy is, he is just a little bit short of being crazy. I mean, it's like
not much shorter. I mean,
yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, what I don't understand is how once again, such an individual. Because I watched parts of his testimony, and I was like, how can anybody hear you understand what this guy is saying?
Well, a lot of it's all lies, you know. Yeah. So it has no logic to it. But I mean, and then we see that in much of Trump's cabinet is that, like their boss, they're less educated on the subjects at hand, and when in doubt, they just lie. They make it up whole cloth. You know, it's like,
yeah. All right, well, let's go to the phones, 202-588-0893 this morning. Open topic. You might want to talk about the occupation of D.C. You might want to talk about Robert Kennedy's testimony yesterday. At, mm-hmm. You know, very, very telling, very concerning. We also, you know, in response to this killing in Wisconsin. And by the way, have you... Yeah, you know that the killing in Wisconsin, has Trump said anything about that? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know,
am I missing something?
He's always acted as the divider of the country. He's not the uniter and healer. You know, those are jobs that don't interest him. You know, because he's got too many rounds of golf he's got to get in. You know, he can't waste his time on.
Well, look, here's another story that's going to be making big news. Putin and the Premier of China.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're walking down the hallway holding hands.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that it's not only Putin and China, but, you know, this get together they had, I guess it was Labor Day. You know, there was Premier of China. There was a Prime Minister of India.
Yeah.
You know, all of these guys are building their own little coalition.
He wasn't invited.
He wasn't invited. But what's even more telling with our standing in the world, I don't know if you see this thing with Lindor Chocolate, you know, the chocolatier. A major chocolatier in Europe and upscale chocolatier. They used to ship their chocolate to America and then distribute it from America, like to Canada and Mexico. And all. They are bypassing America now. So they are shipping directly to all these other countries and not going through.
Keeping their money in their pocket.
So it means that there's no money. We don't get to carve off a little bit, you know. And it means that people are developing.
That's what happens when you do wrong. That's what
people are developing their trade routes to exclude us.
They don't have a choice. All right, let's get to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. You're on WPFW.
Hello.
Yeah. Ron, Don.
Yes, good morning.
Chip. Yeah, hey. You touched on the reason I called, and that is the fact that they had the big powwow in China, and all of the figureheads of all of the powers in the world were invited. Do you either of you gentlemen happen to know the official reason the United States, which is supposedly the economic superpower on the planet, was excluded? Was there an official reason as to why an invitation was not extended to our present president and his administration?
Yeah, I don't know if they gave
you guys here
an official reason.
They didn't. In fact, yeah. And there's a reason they didn't. You say, let the facts speak for themselves.
Right.
Oh, so would you agree this was a snub?
I'm reading here. Putin
on the planet. Hello?
Hey, yeah. I was just saying, I'm reading something here. It says Putin said they didn't have enough chairs, I think is what the reason was.
Well,
yeah.
I think
the hall couldn't take one more person. I think it's what it was. You know, it was a little VFW, and they only had 80 chairs, so they couldn't. You know.
So yeah, that was indeed a snub. It was intentional. And they knew it would get under his skin, and they didn't care.
But we all know the real reason is that they wanted the space so they could laugh and talk about him. You know, they didn't want him in the room. They
exactly. All right. Thanks for the call,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Yeah, they were showing pictures of the Chinese premier and Putin walking down the hallway hand in hand.
Right.
You know, and you know, man, it's. I remember I had to do a paper in college. You know, you got to do these papers, man.
Right.
This was 72. And I decided, you know, I was going, you know, political science, so I had to do this paper. The paper dealt with, I wrote it up to talk about the emerging relationship between Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back then, I mean, you know, China and Russia were, you know, real, real hot, you know. And I said, but at some point, those two nations are going to come together because they're right next to each other.
Right.
And they got the largest arsenals and,
right.
Yeah, and human resources.
And the probably the longest border. I mean,
okay. So I was like, this is a no-brainer. At some point, they're going to bury their self-interest, you know, to fulfill their self-interest.
Right.
Okay. Anyhow, I think I got a C on the paper. But
I bet that teacher now is kicking themselves. Man,
hey.
I missed that one. It should have been an A. He was telling the future.
All right, 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear you again. one thing that I will say maybe ties together all these things, it may be this. The world is changing. You know, from a racist, colonialist world where first Europe and now Europe led by the United States have been oppressing other people, through a combination of nonviolent, such as in India, or violent means resistance, such as in Vietnam or South Africa or wherever, the world is changing, and it can't be. The change cannot be stopped. And with Trump, he's saying, "Let's make America great again. Let's make it so we can bully the rest of the world together." But he's taking on the whole world. And when the monster reveals his true face in all the horror movies that you've seen, everybody gets together with their pitchforks and other things, and together they will defeat the monster. And that's what's happening right now with the United
torches
States.
Torches and pitchforks.
Pardon?
Torches and pitchforks.
Right. It's a unifying. It's a unifying thing. The monster unifies the rest of the village.
That's what I believe, and I think that. Through a combination of violent and nonviolent things, we're going to continue to get rid of the Nazis who won. They just called themselves Europe and the United States after World War II. But they're being defeated right now, inevitably, everywhere. And I'm sorry to say that we are the Nazis. And this thing in Venezuela, for example, Venezuela has more oil than anybody else in the world. And if we can shoot on their ships, and have them come and say, hey, you're shooting on our citizens without any proof of anything or whatever. If they're pirates, you tell us. So or if they're drug smugglers, you tell us and we'll. But instead, we say we do the rules and we're going to kill you if you don't do what we say or whatever. And if you fight us, then we'll have an excuse to take your oil and take over your country or overthrow your government.
Right.
It's not going to happen too much anymore. The world is changing, and unfortunately, we're on the wrong side of the change as we've been for the last 70, 80 years, or at least since World War II. And that's what I'm thinking, and I think that it's a good thing that it is changing and that power never remains stable. And when I saw the Chinese military parade. What was that, Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Labor Day.
I'm saying he's a foot. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you. That was quite a spectacle. And once again, that was the biggest spectacle on the planet. And you know who was not invited.
Right.
Man, can you imagine? Oh, he is gritting.
my wife was like, how do they organize all that many people? How does China organize that many people?
They got that.
I said, how do you think they built that wall?
Okay, there you go.
They've been doing that a long time.
Hey, sir, thanks for your call. Appreciate your thoughts, okay? Yeah, that was a spectacle. 202-588-0893, open mic. You know, and this morning we wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the stories that have been crossing your brain. So let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Good morning, caller.
Hello, caller.
Nope. All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
All right. What I don't understand how everybody got it wrong. The Europeans are the immigrants of this land from Alaska, Canada, U.S., as they call it, Central America and South America. This is the native land. They are the immigrants. How many Europeans here that's illegal and ain't not locking up? Okay. How many Europeans here that they not locking up? Okay. And when I saw something happened to Saturday, just this past Saturday, where the dude pulled up in his van and ICE attacked this dude, but dude broke and he got away. And I'm looking at it because it's crazy because what you got to look at the real picture. Everybody don't go back to the beginning. When you start at one, that tells you everything. This is wrong. The Europeans are the number one immigrants in this land.
Mm. Thank you.
All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Oops. We lost that. Awesome.
Good morning. You on WPFW?
Good morning, Chip.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I believe that Sir Isaac Newton was correct in that it's all over by 2060. I believe the end of the world is going to come by 2060. And hopefully in that time, people will unite and vote there in America. Get rid of the Republicans in the White House and the Congress. But it's over by 2060. I'm done, fellas.
You know, we got a spaceship coming November this year.
I don't know about the spaceship, but yeah. I know that those polar ice caps are melting, and it's going to be more than just the alignment of the planets. It's what we have done with the atmosphere on this planet, with the ocean and temperature on this planet. Once those polar ice caps melt, you can expect earthquakes all over the planet, simultaneous and global.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, those things may come to pass.
Yep.
We do not have a timetable, so that will be the Lord's work, as they say.
Yep.
All right.
Or the aliens. Take a look. MIT astronomers are saying this object that's going to be here by November 2025 doesn't look like a regular asteroid. It looks like it's some kind of ship.
It's a food truck. It's a food truck. All right. We'll find out.
That's right.
We will find out. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. Is that me?
Yes,
that's you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I have a great thing that I'm trying to share with you guys. Okay. America, our land. America, I've been here 43 years now. I came when I was a very young boy. When America had great jobs, and had sometimes listening to the voters, but every one of those were not our representatives, were only representatives of the capitalism of that who was the monopoly of capital. And now in America, from Michigan, the auto manufacturer, up to every store now, even all of us Americans are volunteering to eliminate our job. And the government now, you know what? You go Safeway, Home Depot. In a sense, I'm trying to give an example. You volunteering yourself, scanning yourself. You pay your money and you do the job. Mm-hmm. America is melting job, not anymore. Whether Republican or Democratic Party, to me, they are one page. We Americans, I don't think we had the clue what is what. In a sense, I will tell you. In fact, they tell you openly. The president always selected by the electoral colleges, even though we think we voted no. Our vote doesn't count. They don't care about us. You know what I'm worried about? Future America, my children, when the job is melting, when everything is melted by those who are controlling us, Republican and Democratic Party, they are two religions. I don't have to tell you now, but I want you to awaken all of you Americans. This is my home. This is my America. My children grown up here, and all of them, I don't think my grandchildren will find a job. Because you know why? We're just only talking, oh, the Chinese, the Russians, forget. That is our mentality. And as, oh, race in America, there was not any differences. Race in everywhere, only by the monopoly of the London Empire, using, oh, the, what? Even any color you see it, we all of us, lovely colors of any type of colors. 20 colors, that's what it says. In fact, now my ancestors, there is Israel, means the 20 colors of the world. Those, what they need is justice, love, kindness, working together, share, not animosity. But the monopoly of creating, oh, you leftist, you are communist, you that and that, forget it. The time has to be ended now. And we Americans, we have to be awakened to tell if we have our representatives. We need our jobs to extend. We need our jobs to be open. What are the Michigan auto manufacturer is now by right. Robotic. Thank you.
All right. So listen, thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, I mean, it is the problem with capitalism as our core, is this consolidation of wealth in the hands of fewer people. And when you consolidate wealth into the hands of fewer people, you also consolidate the power. And that's the problem that we have now. Less and less power in the hands of the public, and it's consolidated in the wealthy.
202-588-0893. This morning on Community Watch and Comment, I'm Ron Pinchback along with Chip Jones. And we're taking your calls on the issue of, you know, what stories have galvanized your interest over the past, you know, few weeks. You know, we talked a little bit about the occupation, the threatened occupation of Chicago. I mean, they are literally preparing, you know, for an onslaught of guards and federal officers.
Right. You know, another interesting story I was reading, that Trump is even messing over the National Guard. You know, the National Guard, the way it works, they have a base pay that they get for being enlisted in National Guard. If they are deployed for 30 days, they actually get a bump in pay and benefits. So Trump's plan with rolling out these forces in the different cities has them in the cities for a 30-day period. Then they rotate new National Guard people in as a way of not having to pay them more or give them more benefits. And when I saw that, it reminded me of George Washington. You know, a lot of people don't remember, but the original capital of the United States was Philadelphia, which was in Pennsylvania, and still is, which was a free state. So the state law was that if you were a slave living in Pennsylvania for more than 30 days, you were automatically made a free man. So what Washington would do is he would bring his slaves with him to the Capitol in Philadelphia, but he would rotate them out on the 29th day, so he didn't have to free any of his slaves. And I'm just like, this is just like what Trump's doing now with the National Guard. I'm like,
diabolical is diabolical.
Same old, same old.
You know. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on PFW.
Hello, caller.
Yes, good morning, brothers. May I board the troop train?
Yes. Step on up.
I appreciate it. First of all, I want to say thank you, brothers, for sticking your necks out, even though sometimes it's us, the listeners, that try to chop off your heads. This is sad.
That's all right.
Really sad. You know, I know it's part of the job. It's part of the you take up the position. Now, when I was a young man, I started a limousine service, and I was gung-ho for America. I had flags on the limousine. I had special flag mounts made for the limousines. I mean, I was really in there. I had flags behind my desk. I had my kids working. But you see, now I'm a grown man, and I've studied the history of America, and I've been involved in the history of America. And now I think that Russia, China, the BRICS, all of them get together. I think it's only natural for them to do that. And you know what? I know where are we going from here? I mean, where we got to go? We're here. This is the country that we built. This is the country that a lot of us were born here. But the thing is, and I'm going to say it very briefly, is that where are we going to go from here? God bless you, brothers.
Well, thanks for the call. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that the original concept was designed for rich white men, and it was people of color and women and the whole melting pot that said these are great words, but let's make them real. And we've been fighting and making change. I mean, the America that we have now, where people talk about actual free speech or voting rights and stuff, we are light years away from what the founding fathers intended, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's amazing when these strict constitutionalists want to say, well, we should be doing what the founding fathers intended, saying no, the founding fathers were just worried about rich white men. We are the ones that have made this country the golden streets that everybody else wants to come to, you know.
It's the struggles for diversity,
right? And we have to constantly be vigilant,
the things that they don't want us to learn about nowadays, you know. Diversity and inclusion. You have to fight for that, you know? You still have to fight for it. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you.
Okay, great. How you fellas doing this morning?
It's all right.
Good, good, good. I'm a Washingtonian. I raised by D.C., been in the DMV my whole life. And what's going on in D.C. now, I'm taking kind of personal. Not only what this so-called president is doing, but just paying close attention to what the mayor, now I've seen mayors come and go. I've never seen a mayor that's supposed to represent this city capitulate the powers that be. Quite, it's just my opinion, capitulate the way she's doing. And then to the hypocrisy, she'll have a news conference to say she's all in with Trump, praising Trump and the administration. They're doing such a great job. And she's not a dumb person. She's not a dumb person. She's an intelligent human being. I know that. So she has to know that when she hears Trump talking about going in other Democratic cities, what she's doing with the praise just greases the skids for him to go into Baltimore, for him to go into Chicago, Philadelphia. You know, they're already, his pundits and him, already praising her for her words. Mm-hmm. You know, it was an article with her last news conference. She said, oh, people misunderstood what I was saying and this and that. And I'm saying, I heard exactly what you said. In Newsweek, they wrote what she said, and this is a brief excerpt of what they wrote. In her last seemingly appeasement to Donald Trump amid his federal takeover of Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser on Tuesday ordered that the city work with federal law enforcement indefinitely with 1 month limit on Trump's takeover approach. Bowser issued an executive order stating that D.C. will ensure coordination with the federal law enforcement to maximize extent allowable by law within the district. The order also requires D.C. to continue communication, to communicate its priorities to federal counterparts and other ways the federal government can assist anyway in D.C. So that's sounds like a complete, maybe it's me, but it sounds like a complete situation.
You're right. The only thing I can say is that, you know, she is in a world of hurt, in a different situation than any other city in the United States. You know, Chicago, New York, you know, LA, they all had
levels of autonomy.
Yeah, they had legal rights to stop him. The D.C. doesn't. I mean, the way our charter was written, you know, we are pretty much, you know, almost completely at his whim. I think she's trying to skirt that line because, you know, she's trying to, you know, like everyone else who deals with Trump, trying to, you know, what am I trying to say? Trying to suck up to him a little bit, you know, to try to get him to do some of the stuff that you need to get done. But, you know, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but understanding the beast, you know, once you show any weakness to this guy, he's right. going to pounce. He will not let up. And she knew that after she got rid of Black Lives Matter Plaza, that was the weakness that he saw, and he will not let up. He will
not. All right, my man. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
You know, Mayor Bowser is in a very difficult situation because she's dealing with an unpredictable.
Right, and it, like I said, it's different than any other mayor in any other city in the country, simply because of the way the D.C. structure was set up. You know, we were always, you know, second-class city.
And let's be blunt here also. You know, this administration will use all kinds of things. You know, they're like they're trying to get rid of this black woman who's been, you know, at the, I forget what agency it is, but they're trying to get rid of her, and they're accusing her of mortgage fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you never know how dastardly these people can be until you look at their track record.
Right.
You know, they will smear you, and they will, you know, they may have something on her, you know, that just would not be, you know, decent to expose.
Right.
Or, you know, so we just don't know. But
yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, is that, you know, he's got the federal government deepest pockets. I mean, he could just keep pounding forever, you know, and he has, that's the other thing is that you can't, there's no way to try to speak to his humanity or his better half. I don't think he has it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. There are no guardrails when he comes in.
It's all transactional.
Yeah.
All right. 202-580-0893. Let's get back to these phones. Good morning. You on WPFW.
I'm on.
Yes,
you're
sir.
On.
Yeah. Look at maritime law. That's what runs the world. Trading of goods. That's why Trump doing terrible. The maritime law, when you look at maritime law, it breaks everything down. It breaks everything down. And that's what Trump doing is maritime law. Trading of goods. That's what runs the world. Everything else, United States, as they call it, is built off of theft. I don't have nothing else to say, man. Bye.
Right. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on PFW.
Hello, Colin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good, good. It's good to hear your voice, Ron. This is Marcel.
Hey, Marcel. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I wanted to talk about two things real quickly this morning. One is I'm really wondering about whether or not D.C. can retain home rule. Really. And number two is, was everyone aware of that meeting that he had last night with all of those leaders of the tech world?
Yeah, Elon Musk decided not to attend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've heard that Zuckerberg is going to be taking over TikTok.
I knew about the tech meeting because the only reason it made news is because what's his name didn't show up, you know. So, no highlights out of it, you know, so far. That I'm aware of.
I was thinking about it too. There's been no reporting on it, so who knows what happened?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing is, I don't know if you remember. I guess it was the beginning of July where they just made four of these tech executives lieutenants in the Army. It's like they just gave them positions in the Army.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you look back in the papers, like in the beginning of July, these four top executives in the tech world, they just became lieutenants in the military. It's like, okay.
We're in a world of hurt.
We are in a world of hurt. I agree with you. I will look that up. I didn't know that. And can I recommend the article to you? It was written by Kate Woodsum. She used to work for the Washington Post, and now she went out on her own. You know, how are you going to be a journalist? Anyway. And the article talks about the capitulation of people like Muriel Bowser. It talks about...
Look at the Speaker of the House.
Yes, absolutely. You know? And she touches on all of that.
Marco Rubio.
Yes. She talks about the law firms. She talks about the politicians. She talks about the captains of industry. And she talks about this entire environment of capitulation. And as you know, Ron, I work with whistleblowers. And if it's scary for the rest of the world, can you imagine how terrified you must be as a whistleblower?
Right.
Literally terrified.
Right.
Because at least before, you had a Justice Department and administration that would at least, you know.
Say they were going to do right by you.
Yeah, exactly. At least they say they were going to do the right thing.
Right.
You know, but these people, you know, are like in your face. No, and we don't care what rules we're breaking. We don't care. This is our show, and we're going to run the way we want.
Right.
We're going to run it the way we want. And what really is scary is that people are just falling all over. I mean, they talk so bravely, you know, in front of you. And then you blink and they're cutting a deal with this administration or one of its minions behind your back. And it is terrifying.
Ain't nothing worse than loss of income.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I mean,
and these people are scared to death.
Right. Well, you know, in America, loss of income is loss of life. I mean, that's basically that is, you know, a gun to your head. I mean, the thing that I really want to see is where's the accountability for all this money? It's American money, because that's where the tariff actually gets paid out. It gets paid out through higher prices for us. But, you know, he's always touting all this money that we're making from the tariffs. Who's watching that money? Where's that money showing up in the government? You know, I mean, it seems like they're cutting everything to the bone and beyond, yet he keeps talking about these billions of dollars that we're making off of tariffs. Who's watching that money? You know, who's accountable for that money?
What about that $5 billion that his family has made since he's been in office? We're not talking about individually, but the $5 billion that his family has made. And nobody's talking about that. And
until the people have said, hey, you know, we've had enough, then they're going to continue to press these buttons, okay? They're going to continue to take advantage, you know, of our laxity, you know, our lack of interest, you know, our lack of knowledge, you know. So I'm glad that you're on top of these things and share the information with others, you know.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, you guys have a good weekend, and it was good connecting again.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right. 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW. Okay.
So the other thing, Ron, about the money deal is that, you know, all these pardons he's been given to these people who have done these crimes, especially like these money crimes where they've embezzled, a lot of those sentences that he's pardoned them from also freed them up from the penalties that they were supposed to pay back to the people that they hurt. So it's like, you know, the one guy whose mother donated like $1 million to Trump's campaign and stuff, he was totally pardoned, and then he was absolved of like the $4.4 billion that he had stolen from investors. So it's like, wait a minute.
But that's their game, man.
Yeah, it's like, how is that right?
It's not, and you'd be surprised if they ever did the right thing. You know, that would be a refreshing surprise. But no. This is all about them, and you know, that quest for power and money. Right. All right, we got some more callers. Let's get to them. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hello, caller.
Hello, is this me?
That's you.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate you all doing this show. I think there's so much, there's very little media coverage on the protests and things that have been going on. I was in Washington, D.C. I grew up next to D.C. and lived in D.C. for many years. And I was at a community center the day before Trump declared he was going to send in the National Guard onto the streets. And I was at a community center, and you know, I just wanted to point out like that how they are dehumanizing homeless people as if they're a thing and not a not real people. So I really appreciate you guys bringing light to this. And I totally agree with the caller saying, you know, he was disappointed with the mayor. At first, I thought she was going to you know, stand up against it, what Trump was doing. And then I also heard her kind of caving, and it was very disappointing. But I think that, you know, we all can make a difference if we keep doing, protesting every day. I saw Bernie Sanders rally. He was saying, you know, these people are very religious. Their religion is greed, and they worship on the altar of money. And it just couldn't be more than the truth. It couldn't be more true. So I thank you guys so much for doing this show. I really appreciate it, and it gives me hope for the future.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for showing that sensitivity toward homeless folks, because in these sweeps, you know, they are, you know, picking up homeless people.
Right.
They're, you know, how they're being treated, how they're being dealt with. You know, we really don't know.
Right.
And where are they taking them?
And it's part and parcel with the way this administration deals with stuff. I mean, you know, this whole thing comes out of the fact that he thinks, you know, he doesn't like seeing this when he's riding through the city. And instead of
how royal of you,
from the positive side, well, let's take care of the homeless problem by, you know, creating housing. He wants to punish them. It's like,
exactly.
I mean, it's about punishment instead of about really fixing holistically the problem. You know, if you really cared about it, and you really cared about these people, you would be working to get them homes, not to just move them along in the street or hide them somewhere. You know, it's like,
yeah, if a two letter word, but right. It in all caps, if.
Yeah.
You know? All right, 202-588-0893. I think we got time for some more calls. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Check one. That's me.
That's you.
Yeah. Okay, let me say this. When they moved the Europeans here to Britain, I mean to the United States, they revoked the constitution from Britain, what they didn't like when they sent them over here in Americas, as you call it. That's why Trump doing executive orders, because that constitution is not 100. To say, okay, I got you, but I'm telling you, the constitution is not 100. What they did, they got everybody to believe that it's 100. It's not. That's why that man's doing what he's doing. And then billionaires he got behind him, and then lawyers behind him, that's why he's doing what he's doing. Why he keep writing executive orders? That means the Constitution is not 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks for making that call.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a question a lot of people are asking. How is he able to write up all these executive orders that the American people really don't support, but he's going to do them anyway? Well, just like the caller just explained, there are, what's that, loopholes within the...
Yeah, I mean, what we found through his first administration and now is that a lot of what we took for granted about the way the government ran and the presidency were basically gentlemen's agreements. There were no teeth. There were no teeth to stop somebody from doing this kind of stuff. You know, they were just people of some kind of honor and said, "Oh, you know, that's not cool. We're not going to do that." But you got a person in the office who's like, "You know what? If you can't stop me, I'm gonna go ahead and do it." You know,
shut up. Yeah,
yeah.
And I've never seen such an assault.
Right.
I mean, they must have, you know, lawyers 24 hours a day,
right,
going through these little intricacies, these loopholes that they can take advantage of, because no one else has.
You know, and you know, and I'm sure there's stuff too where they talk about it, and they're like, well, you know, this is illegal, and the court's going to strike it down. And Trump's the kind of guy that says, yeah, but it's going to take a while for the court to get to this, so let's do it for the, you know, month we can do it, you know. Let's do it for the 2 weeks that we can get away with it, you know. It's like, because he doesn't have a sense of She doesn't have a sense of fair play, is what it is. I mean,
fair play?
There are no guardrails with this.
There are no guardrails.
It's all about ego, you know? It's all about him, you know? So.
Well, look, folks, we want to thank you for participating today. Love to hear what you guys have to say about things. Right. A lot of common sense out there. A lot of common knowledge.
You know, one thing I got to say, man, I got to say, you know, when the one caller was talking about the people that are protesting, I mean, the troops were brought in August 11th, and I still hear at night people banging, you know, at 6 o'clock, pushing back against it. So we're almost a month, and they're still out there in the streets protesting.
All right, you folks, continue to do that, okay? Stand up for your rights.
That's right.
Okay. We'll be back with you next Friday, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Yes. Gotta talk to the
people. Yeah, yeah. Are you ready to move, groove, and exercise with the WPFW family? WPFW's annual 5K Run Walk for Total Fitness happens Saturday, September 13th from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. This fundraiser will be held at the Bladensburg Waterfront Park, 4601 Annapolis Road in Bladensburg, Maryland. In addition to a scenic 5K trail, fitness and wellness classes will be offered. Lively music to fuel your participation in the activities, along with water and healthy snacks, will be provided. Details are at WPFWFM.org or call 202-888-5484. There's something for everyone to enjoy. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Jazzy Sundays in Anacostia, an 8-week jazz and R&B concert series happening this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. in the heart of the Anacostia Arts District at 1234 Marion Barry Avenue. Food vendors will be on site and lawn chairs are welcome. Jazzy Sundays in Anacostia runs through Sunday, September the 7th. Details at anacostiabid.org.
Brazilian nonprofit Educarte presents a night of Afro-Brazilian culture with Ile Aie percussion and dance ensemble from Liberdade Salvador, Brazil, celebrating its 50th anniversary with a return to Washington, D.C. on Friday, September 5th, 8 p.m. at the UDC Theater of the Arts at 4200 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. Their performances feature drumming, songs that tell the stories of resistance and hope, and dances inspired by the orishas and traditions of candomblé. Details about this Afro-Brazilian celebration in D.C. featuring Ile Aie at educarteinc.org, educarteinc.org, or 202-450-8541.
WPFW presents Genius plus Soul equals Ray and John. Tuesday, September 23rd, 5 a.m. until midnight. This will be a fundraising birthday tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Schedule and details at WPFWFM.org, where you can also contribute anytime. WPFW, preserving the culture, one broadcast at a time.
The United Black Community presents the 21st annual Love Supreme, a musical, poetic birthday tribute to another root, John Coltrane, featuring the Nasa Abaday Quintet, Cindy Brown, Kenny Carroll, Nana Malaya, and more on Friday, September 19, 2025 at 7 p.m. at E-Life Restaurant, 9033 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Details, UBC and DC at yahoo.com, 240-832-7203. Thank you.
Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast DC for the first time ever. Enjoy 3 nights of martial arts and action films scored live with hip-hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. The series kicks off Saturday, August 16th with the screen